John defeating in this cup tie tonight, should we still be playing? Should we still be having a penalty shootout, given that you had a penalty in the last minute to level it up?
Well, what if it's been a penalty shootout? And there's no guarantee either won a penalty shootout. So, you know, we spoke about it before the game. We got a penalty in. Some bright spark, and I'll point the finger at myself, decided that whoever got brought down for a penalty had taken. So, listen, I've got no complaints. I'd fancy John for my life. You know, I'm just amazed he missed the target by so wide. You know, that's not like him. You know, he normally hits the target, and if he hits the target, he scores. So, he's done well to win the pen, and I thought he was our man in the match. So, comfortably our man in the match, to be fair. So, I won't be pointing a finger at him. I just thought we... it was a good game in the first half. We pressed them really well and snuffed them out, really. They never threatened us. But we didn't threaten them as much. We had a good chance from the corner. And then your game plan goes out the window with a stupid goal after 30 seconds, and that's what's killed us. You know, the second goal have picked us off. And fair play to them. And he had a spell 15 minutes in the second half where he played really well and showed the class. And they're a good side, and I'd say they were marginally better than us tonight. But that was really hurting us, you know, and our keeper really hasn't had a save to make. And twice he was called upon, he couldn't deal with them. So,
was it another classic example of sides haven't created many chances but have really taken them in a prolific manner?
Well, you know, I think we scored with our only shot on target, so that's disappointing for me. I just don't think we're working the opposition enough. We're too nice with the ball. And I know they're nice with the way they play. And they didn't have much of a cut nets, to be fair. But they had more than us, because they scored two goals and we didn't. We scored one. But we've got to be more of a threat, and we're not committing men into the box when we should. We're not playing with any... Well, we're not playing with the dynamics that I know we can play and what we have showed in the past. I know there was different personnel there tonight, but, you know, the methodology should still be the same. The ethos of the team should be the same, and the pattern of play should still be the same, and it's disappointing, because we were quite predictable tonight. And when we did get at them, you know, last 15 minutes, we did cause them some, but it was too little too late.
Yeah, I was going to say, can you take heart from the response that you got when you went 2-0 down and sort of had to go for it, and Gerardo Bruno got that first goal, which I'm sure will be a monkey off his back as well?
It'll be nice for Gerardo, but, you know, it's not nice when you don't win. But no, we've got to pin teams. We're at home. You know, it's our duty to entertain. It's our duty to get people on the edge of the seats and oohs and ahs. We didn't have that tonight. And I don't want to play like that. I want to be creating chances. I want to be scoring goals. I'm really pleased with the way we defend at the moment. Although again tonight, them two goals were avoidable. But I hope we don't go down that road of conceding nearly every time we give up a chance, because that's what seems to be happening at the moment. And we've got to, you know, we've got to take responsibility as a team to try and get a clean sheet and try and win games. You know, and we've got to win games at all. That's two cups without, so we're only in one left now. You know, it's frustrating to be out of a cup so early.
Word for a couple of individuals. Obviously, you mentioned different personnel. How good is it to have Andy Proctor back after this ankle injury and the time that he's missed?
It's nice to get Proctor back on the pitch. You know, he still needs a lot of game time to get back up to the speed that we want him at. But, you know, he's going in the right direction.
And young Jack Phillips, big moment for him coming on in the second half and getting his opportunity, and played his part in the goal for Gerardo Bruno as well.
He's lively, Jack, you know. I think he's got a good part to play in this club. You certainly know he's on the pitch, and that's, you know, he's got to be careful he doesn't label himself as a super sub, although he's got the same colour hair as David Finn, super sub.